Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here too. You know, what Brother Bert was saying to you, you could very well be the future of God's kingdom. If you want to be. You know, sometimes it's awfully hard to have a vision of what God could do with you at the age that you are. But if you remain faithful to God, He can use you in a mighty way. Mighty servants of God. Amen. You know, it's better to be great in the kingdom of God than in the world. I know men of the world who have everything. They have the most beautiful house or houses. The nicest cars, servants, all kinds of money, but they have nothing. Would they get to be my age? They're beginning to look around and say, I have nothing. It's like Solomon. He had it all. But he said it's all vanity. So anyway, I just want to add to Brother Bert's challenge to you. To be faithful and to be diligent. And knowing the Word of God. You know, I can very clearly remember before I could read, my parents took me to church where the Word of God was read. And I remember I was about 4 or 5 years old. And I'm sitting there beside my father. And I pretended that I wasn't listening. But I heard the preacher read a portion of the Word of God. And immediately in my mind, I said, I know what he's going to say next. I know what the next verse is going to be. And I was only 4 or 5 years old. Because I had heard it once, I knew what it was going to be. I'm telling you, you can be in that place. The things that we're saying to you now can go into you and stay there forever. And God will call these words out of you again. You can pretend you're not listening. But let it go in. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so here's that picture again. And here's that brazen altar. And, well, I should make the tabernacle itself here too, shouldn't I? Yanasu. So we remember, what is this place called? Help me out here. What is this court here called? Ah, there we go. We have one outer court. Outer court. That's English. And what is this place called?
Holy place.
Okay. Now I want a girl to answer the next one. What is this one?
The king of.
One of the girls. No, I have to hear it from a girl.
Kaltos. She's saying in Amharic, let me say, Holy of Holies.
Okay. Now you're not cheating by looking at, are you?
The king of the most holy of Holies, Manalat, Kadisa, Kadusan.
So this is the most holy place.
Yeah, but I'm Kadusubotan Gates no Malatano. Yeah, no, the Gatachin examined the Sum Mulatanilo.
Now, I'm not going to talk about these other pieces of furniture, but I'll tell you what they are. The second piece is a brazed laver. Does your Amharic tell you what a laver is? It's a big wash basin. It's full of water. Okay, now somebody was asking, what are the seven steps? All right, let me just mention them. And they're in your book. So if we don't get to seven in these 2 weeks, you have your book, you can follow it right on through to the end. Number one.
And then now?
What is it again? Brazen altar. Number two. Brazen labor. Alright, now we get in here and I don't have room to draw them. I'll show you what they are. One is a table of showbread. And it had 12 loaves. And I only drew 10 on there. Over here on this side, it's a lampstand. Okay. There's a lampstand in here. Then there's another altar in here, and it's a smaller altar. It's a cubit square. And this one is a golden altar. So everything in here now is gold. Okay, everything out here is brass. What's your word for brass? Do you call it copper?
Brass.
Brass.
Yes.
And you know that brass is a copper alloy. And brass means judgment. You should write that down if you're writing. Brass means judgment. Gold means the nature of God. So if God puts gold in you, you have his nature. I think Brother Bert was teaching the other day about how God wants us to be not only in his image, but in his likeness. That means we will be like God. And so the final place in here has two pieces that are all together. Okay. One is the Ark of the Covenant. And then the piece on top of the Ark is the mercy seat. No. Spread your arms out. Wait a minute. These angels are like this, aren't they? These angels are like this. Two golden angels. And they're over the Ark. Yeah, it's the lid of the Ark. Mercy seat. And God said to them, I will meet you here in this place right here. Right there was where God would meet. What would happen is the glory of God would come in this place right here. Powerful, mighty glory of God. Now, I think we have a red one here. Is this red?
Yeah, that's red.
Okay. So remember now, This place here is the shedding of the blood. And it's the cross of Jesus Christ. It was all pointing to Jesus. And the first step of coming into Jesus is receiving the blood. You accept the blood of Jesus by faith. Why do you do it by faith? Because you can't see it happening. You believe by faith that Jesus shed his blood for you, and you believe that all your sins are blotted out. If you don't believe that your sins are blotted out and gone, how can you be saved? So you have to believe it. Now, God expects us to go all the way in. And he expects us to go to the next step. What happens in water? What do you suppose that would be? Somebody must have read the book.
Water is a symbol of Holy Spirit.
Well, in a way, but I'll say the word. Baptism.
Water baptism.
You were going to say water baptism?
Yeah.
Why don't I just say the word baptism first? Let's find a different color. Well, maybe we'll use red. Baptism. That doesn't look red, is it? Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Baptism. Okay, now. the thief on the cross, there was a thief crucified right next to Jesus, one on each side, remember?
በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ግራና ቀኝ ሁለት ወንበዴዎች ሌቦች ምን ብለው ነበር?
These were violent, wicked men. They were murderers. They weren't just somebody that stole something out of your pocket, you know. They were very wicked men. One man looked at Jesus and he cursed Jesus. The other man looked at Jesus and he said, Lord, remember me. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. So did that man get saved? Yes. If Jesus said, you're going to be with me in paradise, then you're saved. Now, if the man had lived, he was supposed to go and get baptized, wasn't he? But if you're dying on the cross next to Jesus, there's no way you can go get baptized.
He literally died. He says we are buried with him.
Oh yes, we'll get to those verses. Yeah, he was buried with him. So the brazen laver, it's full of water. Its purpose was after the priests had gotten all the blood on their hands, they would come over here, wash their hands. All right, now let's look at what the Word of God says about baptism. By the way, would you like to know where the first baptism took place? Who's going to tell me?
Anybody know?
Who's going to say that it was John the Baptist? Well, that was in the New Testament, wasn't it? The Bible says there was a baptism in the Old Testament. Which one are you thinking of, Bert?
Red Sea.
Okay.
Yes.
Because we do have word to confirm that.
Noah and the Ark and the flood.
Well, that was sort of a type of baptism. Yeah.
The Bible talks about another baptism.
Yeah, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 2, let's start in verse 1. I'll give you a chance to find 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
ይህን ታውቁ ዘንድ እወዳለሁ አባቶቻችን ሁሉ ከደመና በታች ነበሩ
and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea
ወጥሩ ሁለት ሁሉም በባህር መካከል ተሻገሩ ሁሉም ሙሴን ይተባበሩ ዘንድ በደመናና በባህር ተጠመቁ
and did all eat the same spiritual meat
ሁሉም ያን መንፈሳዊ መብል በሉ ቁጥር 3
And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? It said that they all went in the sea. Now they didn't actually get water all over them. But God said that they were under the water, which actually they were. The top of the water was way above their heads. But he didn't physically put them in, or maybe all those babies would have drowned too. And he said they were all under the cloud. So, what is the cloud a picture of? The cloud is the overshadowing of God.
Was the water and the cloud.
The water and the cloud.
Working in conjunction to bring the baptism.
Yes. Yes, amen. But they were baptized unto Moses. And so the word that Moses brought was the word of the law. And they all had the same word. It says they drank of the rock too. And the rock was Christ. So, can you imagine? Now, they had at least 38 different camps that they stayed at in the 40 years they were in the wilderness. So every year they moved to a new place. And there's that rock. And next year they moved again to another place. And there's that rock. It says, and that rock followed them. Amen. Alright, now let's go to the New Testament. And we have John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3. And it says that John came baptizing in the wilderness and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So what do you think the kingdom of heaven is? Anybody got an answer?
The kingdom of God is saying there is a peace. There is righteousness. There is holiness.
Yeah, there's a man that knows his Bible. We could have many verses that we don't have time to tell today, but the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is inside of you. The kingdom of God is not all those Coptic churches that are in town. It's not all the little churches. The kingdom of God is when the presence of God comes into you. So John was preaching and saying it's time for the kingdom of God to come. And he was preaching baptism upon repentance.
ጥምቀት ከምን ጋር ከንስሐ ጋር
okay
እያለ ነበር የሚሰብከው ተጠመቁ አጥያታችሁን ይልዘል እየተናዘዛችሁ ተጠመቁ አለ
now tell me what is the meaning of that word baptism
እስኪ ንገሩኝ ምን ማለት ነው ያቃል ይሄ ጥምቀት የሚለው
ክርስቶስ ሞተና ተሰይመና
እሺ
what did he say
He's saying speaking like witnessing the resurrection of Christ and that
No, I mean the word baptism. Just the word baptism. What is it? What is it? What does it mean? Well, let me ask you another question. If I bring some water and put it on you, am I baptizing you? No. How about if I sprinkle a little on you? Is that baptizing you? Well, that's what some of the church people do. No, that's not baptizing you, is it? Because the word baptize means that you go into something and you are completely immersed inside of it.
It comes from a primary verb, which means to cover wholly with fluid.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be completely covered over with water to be baptized. So that means I have to take you into a place where I can put all of your body into water. And John was in the Jordan River, and the people came out, and he took them. He asked them, do you repent of your sins? And the people would say, oh yes, oh God, forgive me. And John would take them, I baptize you upon repentance. Now I saw a famous artist one time, picture of John in the Jordan River, and he was taking a cup and he was pouring it over the guy. No, that isn't the way John did it. No, he was in the river and he took the people down in the river. So, how about you're a brand new baby and I want to make sure you're saved? Can I baptize your little baby and make sure they're saved? Some of you are going to be fathers and mothers someday and you're going to have little babies. What do you think? Does the church baptize little babies? What are they saying?
Yes.
They say the church does. What do you think? Do you think it's okay to baptize little babies? Can you get them saved?
She's saying that guy must be under above 18.
Okay, well, why would you have to be older than a new... It doesn't have to be 18, by the way. Why do you have to be a little older than a newborn baby to be baptized? Because...
The little baby cannot understand what baptism is. So we must wait, at least that he must be believe first the baptism and he must be understand
okay.
The baptism of water is saying.
He has to repent. It says baptism of repentance. A little new baby cannot repent. He probably hasn't even sinned yet. It won't take long before he will. But he still has to understand that he's a sinner and that he's lost unless Jesus saves him. I've seen little children as young as 3, 4, 5 years old and come without anyone saying anything and say, "I want Jesus in my heart." My little granddaughter, about three years old, she came up to grandfather, "I want Jesus, I want to be saved." And I wasn't preaching anything about it.
I had 2 granddaughters at 3 years of age.
Yeah. I was 10 years old. And I got so bothered under conviction, and nobody was preaching to me. And I went to my mother and I said, "I want to be saved. Will you pray with me?" Amen. Now, unfortunately, in the church I was in, they poured water over you. All right, I didn't know any better. But after I was 30 years old, I found out that that isn't what baptism means. And so I went and I told the brethren, "I want to be baptized again." And so they baptized me again. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's go on here. He says here in verse 11.
Matthew 3 verse 11,
he said, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that is coming after me is mightier than I, his shoes I am not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." So, who's he talking about that's coming after him? Who came after John the Baptist? Okay. And he said he has another baptism, doesn't he? Baptism with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Okay, how many of you are baptized in water? Okay. You're not baptized in water? Are you born again? Okay, you should be baptized in water then too. Second question is, how many of you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, by Jesus? Okay, but you should be seeking for that. You should be praying for that. Give you a little verse in Hebrews chapter 6, I think it is. Where's Brother Hebrew here? There we go, Hebrews. And I think it's chapter 6 where it talks about the doctrine of
baptism.
Yeah, here it is. Chapter 6 of Hebrews. Let's read two verses. First two verses. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God. So, John said that the beginning of the kingdom of God is repentance. The way for you to get the kingdom of God inside of you is to repent, first of all. You're repenting from your sin and your dead works. And you have faith in the blood of Jesus that it can take away your sin. Then he says, let's go on to other things, to the doctrine of baptisms. That's plural. So that there's baptisms. That means there's more than one baptism. So the first baptism is in water. Okay. I can baptize you in water. Brother Bert can. Brother Jamal can. Another man can baptize you in water. Alright, the second baptism is the Holy Spirit. Now who did John say is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit? Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Christus.
Okay, then the Word of God, and I don't have the scripture right yet. We'll get to it. Also talks about being baptized into Christ.
There's something also here that
let's go for it.
Six works of grace.
Right here in these verses. I have them listed. I have them listed 1 through 6 here.
There are six works of grace, and if they remember us talking about the aspects of the numerics and whatnot. But there is a seventh work, which is the work of perfection.
Go ahead, Bert. We're a team here.
So he starts out with the last step, which is perfection. And then he goes through the steps of how to get there. First one, laying the foundation of repentance. Which is the golden altar, the brazen altar. From dead works, faith toward God. And the doctrines of baptism, which is the work of the gold, the brazen altar, and the brazen labor. And the other steps are incorporated in those other pieces of furniture.
ሌሎቹ የምትመለከቷቸው እዚጋ እንግዲህ ቅድም ተናገራችሁ እዚህ ገበታ ያለው አለ፣ እዚጋ ወርቁ መረጃ ያለው አለ፣ እዚጋ የጣም ማጨሻ ወርቃም ያለው ሌሎች በሙሉ እዚጋ የትሬድ መስሎኝ ያላቸው ጋራ እንዲገናኙ ነገሮች አሉት። እናንተ ይህንን አንብቡና እዩ።
Amen. Amen. All right, so let's go back to the book of Mark.
Mark.
And this is one that Jamal knows very well. It's the last chapter of the book of Mark. And it's the 16th chapter, 16th verse. If you remember 16:16. Amen. It says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Amen.
Amen.
He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. All right. Now, in the let's take up some of these verses in the epistles, then we'll come back and look at the history of how the new church practice baptism, okay? Yeah, go ahead, Bert. Please.
There is a thought here that is coming to me that I'd like to share with them in Mark
16:16.
There is a scripture in the Bible that says, "Unto whom much is given, much shall be required." And I want to clarify something here concerning this particular verse. I had said in an earlier session that you cannot put God in a box. It says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," gives you the thought or the intent that if you're not baptized, then you will not be saved. But like I said, you can't put God in a box.
Thief on the cross.
For example, the one that he used this evening was the thief on the cross.
He did not have time.
And there was no opportunity. Instead of being submitting to the symbolic aspect of baptism, he actually died. But for somebody who is not in that condition or in that place, who is given a knowledge, he was given the opportunity, it's a different story. If you are given the knowledge and you are given the opportunity, I can guarantee you that the Spirit of God will be talking to you to participate and to submit to baptism. And if you resist, then you are working against your experience of salvation. When I say you're working against it, I mean you begin to cancel it out.
Yeah, now let's look at, go back to 1 Corinthians again, chapter 12. We're going to look at some more of what the Word of God says about baptism. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, let's do first verse 12 so we can get it in context. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So the body of Christ is one, but it has many members. We're the members of the body of Christ. I said we are the members of the body of Christ if we are where? In Christ. It says in verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. So you're not just baptized unto water, you're baptized unto Christ. Whether we are Jews or Gentiles, Ethiopian or American, amen, whether we are bond or free and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now they all drank from that same rock, and that rock was Christ. So that means if we're in the body of Christ, we're all drinking by the same Holy Spirit, and we're all eating the same Word of God, the truth. Okay, go back to Romans. Romans chapter 6. It's hidden in here somewhere. There we are. Romans chapter 6. And we're looking at verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death. Now go back to the definition of baptism again. Baptized into His death.
Yes, amen.
ከሞቱ ጋር ሞቱን በሚመስል ምን አለ ተቀበረል
That means you are completely covered over with his death.
ስለዚህ ከሱ ሞት ጋር ምን ማለት መተባበርን ያሳያል
So you consider yourself dead to your old nature.
ስለዚህ ለአሮጌው ባህሪ ለአሮጌው ማንነት ምን እንዳላችሁ
And now all that you live as Christ, even in his death. Amen. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
ቁጥር 4 እናንብባለን እንግዲህ ክርስቶስ በአብ ክብር ከሞታን እንደተነሳ እንዲሁኛም በአዲስ ህይወት እንድንመላለስ ከሞቱ ጋር አንድ ነውን ዘንድ በጥምቀት ከእርሱ ጋር ተቀበልን
So if I baptize you I bury you
እኔ ባጠምቃችሁ ልክ ቀብሬያችኋለሁ ማለት ነው
I'm burying you with Christ
ከክርስቶስ ጋር ቀብሬያችኋለሁ ማለት ነው
But I don't hold you under there I bring you right back up
ከዛ በኋላ ዘዋልቷችን ደግሞ ምን አረጋለ መልሼ
And so now you are resurrected
ነትነሳላችሁ ትንሳኤ አለ
Okay See I can't bury you in dirt
ቆሻሻ ላይ አይደለም ያን ማደርገው መቀበረው
Because I wouldn't have time to dig you back up again and you'd be dead All right, so this is a picture of being buried and you are identifying with Christ's death.
የክርስቶስ ሞትና ተካፋይነት የክርስቶስ ትንሳኤ ተካፋይ የሚሆነውን ጥምቀት እንግዲህ ይሄ አገላለጽን የሚያብራራለን.
What did he accomplish for me by his death?
ለኔ ምንድነው የፈጸመው በሞቱ ብለን እናስብ. በሞቱ ምን ፈጸመልኝ?
He didn't just stay dead, did he? He's resurrected. So by that, I know if I'm identified with his death, I'm also identified with his resurrection. How many of you want to have resurrection power? Amen. Now, You can't have resurrection until you first have a death.
ሞትን ካልተለማመድ ነበር ትንሳኤ የሚለውን ነገር እናብዲገባን እናማመድ አንችልም።
I can't raise this man from the dead because he's not dead.
ካልሞተ በስተቀር ይህን ሰው ማስነሳት አይቻልም።
So if we want to have resurrection power, we have to have death. In Christ.
የትንሳኤው ኃይል እንዲገባ የትንሳኤው ኃይል በእኛ ላይ እንዲሆን ከፈለግን ለክርስቶስ ምን ማለት አለብን? መሞት አለብን።
All right, let's go to Colossians.
ወደ ቆላሳይስ እንሂድ።
Colossians 2
ቆላሳይስ ምዕራፍ 2
Colossians 2
ቆላሳይስ ምዕራፍ 2
And we will be looking at verse let's start in verse 12, I guess. It says, We are buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead.
በጥምቀትም ደግሞ ከሙታን ባስነሳችሁ በእግዚአብሔር አስተራር በማመናችሁ ከእርሱ ጋር ተነሳችሁ
Amen. Now, one more verse in Galatians.
ሌላ ተጨማሪ አንድ ጥቅስ በገላትያ ላይ
Galatians chapter 3
ገላትያ ምዕራፍ 3
And we'll be looking at verse 20 7 I guess
Galatia ምዕራፍ 3 ቁጥር 27
For as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ
ቁጥር 27 ከክርስቶስ ጋር አንድ ተሆኑ ዘንድ የተጠመቃችሁ ሁሉ ክርስቶስን ለብሳችኋልና
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ.
Amen. قطر 28 አይሁዳዊ ወይም የግሪክ ሰው የለም ባሪያ ወይም ጨዋ ሰው የለም ወንድም ሴትም የለም ሁላችሁ በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ አንድ ሰው ናችሁ።
So what are we baptized into when we're baptized?
ስንጠመቅ ምን ለመሆን ነው የተጠመቅነው?
We write it right here. We're baptized into Christ. Now, the problem with this is that some of the churches don't seem to believe this. Because when you get born again in some of the churches, when you get saved, they tell you you should be baptized, which is true. But they tell you that you will be, when you're baptized, you will be baptized into the church, and now you become a member of the church. So you see, according to Scripture, you don't get baptized to be baptized into the name of the First Assembly of Ethiopia or whatever name the church is. And we tell people that if you were baptized into the name of a church, you ought to get baptized again so that you can be baptized into Jesus Christ. So I know people that have been baptized three times until they finally got it right. They got baptized when they were a little baby, when the Catholic priest came and put a little water on them. Then they got baptized into some church, into the membership of the church. See, I'm talking the membership of an organization. And that was wrong. And finally they got the revelation that they needed to be baptized into Christ. Now you see, the baptism in water and the baptism of the Holy Spirit are still here in the outer court. But the third baptism then begins to move you into the holy place, because the life in the holy place means life in Christ. All these things have to do with life in Christ.
በክርስቶስ ያለውን ህይወት እዚህ ጋር የገጽ ህብስት ገበታ ነው ያልኳችሁ አይደል? ገበታው ላይ ዳቦች እኛ ክርስቶስን ነው ነተኛ መብል ነተኛ መጠጣችን ቃሉ አሜን እሱን ለማለት
eating the bread at the table of showbread is eating the life of Christ.
የክርስቶስን ህይወት ልክ እንደ ዳቦ ክርስቶስን ካህኑ እንደሚሰጠው ወክሎ የክርስቶስን ህይወት ምንመገብበት ደረጃ እድገቱ ላይ ገባን።
So baptism in Christ gets you moved into this place.
ክርስቶስ መጠመቅ የአካሉ ብልት መሆን የምንለው ወደዚህኛው ወደ የምንቀሳቀስበት
John chapter 3 verse 5.
Go ahead, Bert.
So Jesus said, answered and said, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
ባለፈው እንተነናል ብራዘር በርት ያለተና አሁን ሰው ከውሃና ከመ እውነት እውነት እልሃለሁ ኒቆዲሞስ ዮሐንስ 3 አለ
He said, first of all, he said, except you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom of God. Then except you're born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter. So you see, the fullness of the kingdom of God does not come to you as long as you're here in the outer court. And here's the sad thing with the kingdom of churches. Not the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of religion. Here's a church that says salvation, salvation, salvation. And they put
us
deep up. That's the church of first salvation. Over here we have another church that builds there, and they say this is the church of baptism. And we don't want you to go any further than that. Because we're afraid of what else is in there. We don't know about it. But you'll never have the fullness if you don't keep moving in.
You could actually say that the mystery of God in the totality of what He is hid in the symbolism of the furniture and the aspects and the holy place and the holy of holies.
So let's see how the New Testament church handled this thing called baptism. 2nd chapter of Acts, the day of the pouring out of the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the church. Hundreds, thousands of people crying out, "What shall I do to be saved?" And Peter got up, and verse 38, he said, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." So the apostles preached baptism of repentance and get baptized in the Holy Ghost right away. Unfortunately for me, it took a little longer. My faith wasn't quite as good in those days. Amen. But one day I got that baptism of the Holy Spirit too. You know, you can still sin after you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? And I did, and you know why? Because I didn't move into here. Alright, next verse, chapter 16. Then we'll give you time for some questions. Chapter 16, verse 15. Now this is Lydia. Paul and the brethren are with, I think Timothy's here too. And it says in verse 14, it says, "Whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things that were spoken by Paul, and when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us."
የመጣች ቀይ ሐርሻች እግዚአብሔርን የምታመልክ ልዲያ የሚሏት አንድ ሴት ተሰማ ነበር። ጳውሎስም የሚናገረውን ታደምጥ ዘንድ ጌታ ልቧን ከፈተላት። እርሷም ቁጥር 15 ከቤተሰቦቿ ጋር ከተጠመቀች በኋላ በጌታ የማምን እንደሆን ከፈረዳችሁልኝ ወደ ቤቴ ገብታችሁ ኑሩ ብላ ለመነችን በግድም አለችኝ ይላል።
So there's a woman Lydia that had a women's Bible study going. And she received the word, she got saved, and she got baptized, and she got her whole house baptized. Everybody in her house got saved. Amen. So pray for your whole house. In the same chapter, in verse 30, we have a jailer that is very concerned about his life. Paul and Silas were put in his prison. Earthquake shook the prison down. The jailer came running out and he was ready to commit suicide. Because he thought they would kill him if the prisoners escaped. And verse 30, "And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." See his house too. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. So they preached to him first. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all of his, straightway.
ለእርሱና በቤቱም ላሉት ሁሉ የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል ተናገሯቸው። በሌሊትም በዚያ ሰዓት ወስዶ ቁስላቸውን አጠበላቸው። ያን ጊዜውንም እርሱ ከቤተሰቦቹ ሁሉ ጋር ምን አለ? ተጠመቀ።
So you see, the New Testament church had a real urgency about getting this baptism.
ስለዚህ ይህንን አሁን የምንማረውን ጥንቀት የሚለውን ነገር በመንፈስ መጠመቅ የሚለውን እንደ አስቸኳይ ደግሞ ወሳኝ እንደሆነ ነገር የመጀመሪያው ቤተ ክርስቲያን በሐዋርያት ሥራ ለምን ታደርገው ነበር?
Today we might say, oh, it's dark and we don't have any flashlight. Let's wait till morning and we'll take you down to the river. No, they took him down there at midnight. They're going to get the job done quickly. All right, one last example in the next chapter, no, two chapters, 19, verse chapter
19.
So Paul came to a place called Ephesus and he found disciples there, people that believed. And he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost? And they said, Holy Ghost? Who's that? We haven't heard of the Holy Ghost. And he said, well, how were you baptized? Who baptized you? And they said, the Baptist, John. So you see, they were Baptists. And they hadn't had the Holy Ghost yet. So what did Paul do? He baptized them again. And what happened? Amen. It says, verse 5, it says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. So you see, you've got to get the Baptist baptized in the Holy Ghost too. They needed more than baptism in repentance. They needed something more than that. Amen. I think that's about the end of the line for what I have.
It's about the end of the line.